good morning, good day, good afternoon, good vibes, whatever you're doing, make sure that it's good. I hope y'all are having a great Motivation Mondays. I'm Mario Marino, aka Follow Mario, and you're listening to the second season of Motivation Mondays presented by Moonrise Social Club. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Happy Motivation Mondays, everybody. Thank you so much for returning back to the podcast. I think we're on episode 4 now, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in. If you are new, thank you for being here. We're excited to have you. This is season 2, episode 4 of Motivation Mondays. If you've been a ride or die, been here from the very beginning, been a supporter, been a listener from day 1 of Motivation Mondays, Thank you. I love you so much and appreciate you tuning in. Today, what we're talking about is how to succeed in the workplace. So many of you have reached out and said, you know, I feel very stuck, Mario. What do? I don't feel like I'm growing in the workplace. I wanted to provide some key fundamentals that I think everybody should be doing that will help them out in their workplace, help them succeed, help them look better in the eyes of their boss, really help them grow as professionals. So today we're going to get into 6 quick tips to really make sure that you're on the path of success within the workplace. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Tip number 1, you really have to become a strong, concise communicator. So many of us go from essentially being at school to where we had to figure out how to write a 15-page paper on one topic. And I remember I would go in and look at like changing because and say for the matter of, or this led to this because of the fact that, like, adding all of these filler words to find these long ways to write an essay. And I know that's not a best practice, and I know that's not right to do, but so often we were trained in school to write as much as we possibly could. And then you go to the workplace and it's like, holy shit, people just want a quick email. We get so many emails. At my peak, I was getting about 400 emails a day that I was having to work through. And if I took a week off of work, forget it. I was never going to get caught up. So you have to really understand how to have concise communication. And there's so many different methods of doing that, of taking a copywriting class, you know, focus on your writing style. A lot of people download Grammarly to fix their grammar, but also figure out a more concise way to type something. I think it is so, so important that you learn how to be an effective communicator, an effective written and verbal communicator, because in a lot of work settings, you have to learn how to communicate, how to present, how to build presentation decks and things like that. So you have to understand, how do I build concise storytelling type of communication in a very clear and controlled kind of way? People ain't got time for a long, blown out story, a long meeting. They want to get to the point, get to the deliverables. So understand first how to fix your communication so it's as concise as possible. So that's tip number 1. Tip number 2 is respond quickly. I've always gotten back to every single email within 24 hours. That is just how I am. I'm type A, if you haven't guessed by now. My inbox, I don't feel good about leaving my day until my inbox is at 0. So 24 hours is kind of the limit that I set to myself, because people are waiting on you. As you go through work and as you, you know, rise up in your career, people need you to get through whatever task they need to get through. So they might need approval, they might need perspective, they might need you to help them out. So you never want to bottleneck the conversation and get back to people as quickly as possible. So I have a 24-hour rule, some people have a 48-hour rule, but you have to respond quickly. Next up on the list, tip number 3 is all about managing your manager and helping your manager succeed. You know, a lot of times I've worked on teams, whether it be for someone else or within my own team, to where people were sitting on information that I needed to know, and I didn't have it readily available. And I think as you kind of rise up in your career, a lot of what you're doing is representing your team. So you need to have a very open and honest conversation with your team to really say, hey, my expectation is as you guys have updates, you also inform me, or we're constantly having touch bases so I know what's going on in my department so that if anybody asks me a question at any time, I'm prepared. And my team was so good at that, of making sure that, you know, hey, just FYI, in case this comes your way, this was decided in XYZ meeting today, or the team discussed this, or this just came in as a urgent update. Those are the types of things that are important to let your manager know. And then on top of that is really making sure that you're helping your manager out, right? Being proactive to make sure that they have the tools and resources that they need. So it's really about managing your manager and helping them succeed and making sure that as a team, you're solid and moving as a unit to make sure that decisions are agreed upon and you're not working separately. Now, pivoting to tip number 4, which I think is one of the most important tips that people just don't do enough of, is really about recording your achievements. I actually have a Word doc that I keep on my desktop, is whenever I've accomplished a goal or I've achieved something or I'm very proud of something or I'm getting, you know, closer to finalizing something, I put it in my achievements document. So whenever I have a review, whenever I'm asked about my performance, I actually have concrete examples of what I did, the results they drove, and how I accomplished it. And I think that is so important. I learned that at a very early age in my internship days, of being able to speak to your achievements. Your boss isn't going to remember every single great thing that you've done. A lot of times in these conversations, they focus on the overall picture, but you know, sometimes there's pre-work that has to be done with your review to where you may, you know, provide some information. And I think it matters so much to have concrete examples of how you're viewing your performance and things to back that up. People don't do this enough, and this is something that you should start today if you haven't started already. Record your achievements and also record your mistakes too, so that if there is ever any sort of conversation or things that get brought up, you have kind of an action plan of how you dealt with it and, you know, what you learned from it. So you're turning that negative moment into a positive moment. So definitely record your achievements and your mistakes there. Moving on to tip number 5. Discuss development with your manager at least 4 times a year. So many people wait for the 1 year annual review to talk about development. And you're never going to develop or grow if you're watering a tree once a year. It doesn't work like that. So you need to make sure that, again, going back to managing your manager, you're setting up and being proactive to have a touch base, to have a casual conversation about your development, your progress, so that you can make sure that you can course correct along the way versus waiting to once a year for your opportunity to talk about your growth. In order to grow, you have to water, you have to develop, you have to make sure that you're constantly having check-ins. I prefer 4 times a year, and I encourage my team to set up time with me 4 times a year, because I think it is so important to continuously have it be a conversation and a dialogue on your development, not an annual review to where development shoved into it. And last but not least, tip number 6 is one that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Asking for more money when deserved. The number one reason why people leave a job is often because of money, that they feel like they're getting underpaid, that they're not, you know, having these conversations, that they don't feel valued. But the truth of the matter is the company is not going to voluntarily give you money because, you know, you want it and you haven't said anything. They're just not going to know, oh, you know, Sarah thinks she's underpaid, therefore, you know, let's give her a bump. It doesn't work like that. What you really need to do is really think about, you know, why you deserve more money and what value you're providing to the organization. What are you doing above and beyond in your job description that would warrant the HR team to take a look at your salary and go after it that way? pretty much whenever I have taken a look at my career and my role at a company, I have taken a look every 2 or 3 years at the market value of my role and treated those money conversations as part of the business. Just like they're investing in ad campaigns and marketing, etc., I'm an investment. I'm providing value as well. So I always kind of take a look at the market value of where I'm getting paid and start to have conversations around money, of my expectations of what I should be getting paid, what my salary looks like. So that is something that I definitely recommend. It is uncomfortable. You need to get comfortable talking about money. It is a currency for your time, for your hard work. So you need to make sure that you feel comfortable enough to have that conversation with your manager with due reason. You have to have a reason for why you should be making more money or why it's unfair of what you're getting paid currently. So, and sometimes the answer will be no, but then that opens up the conversation to, you know, what can I expect or what do I need to do to get to a place to kind of earn a higher position, a higher title, a higher salary? What would you need from me, and build that roadmap together with your manager or your boss? That will start to unlock, okay, if I'm not getting awarded the salary increase at this time, this is when I can work towards it once I have all of these things checked off. So those are essentially the 6 rules that I personally have developed to say this is how you succeed in the workplace. And to give you a little bit of a recap, it's 1, understanding concise communication; 2, responding quickly, my 24-hour rule; 3, manage your manager and help your manager out; 4, recording your achievements and mistakes; 5, discussing development at least 4 times a year; and 6, asking for more money when you feel you deserve it. I promise, 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 if you follow these rules, you will become more successful in the workplace and grow as an individual and professional. Hopefully this helped you out. I know this is a bit of career speak, but Motivation Mondays is all about motivating you, whether it be in your career, your home, your personal life, your thinking, etc. So hopefully this resonated with you in some way, shape, or form. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Motivation Mondays. I can't wait to chat next week. Talk soon.